On Friday mornings, we bring you StoryCorps, when people across the country share stories about their lives. And today, two parents remember their daughter. Liddy Horsey was born with a rare genetic disorder. It's called Cornelia de Lange syndrome. It held her back developmentally, and at 8 years old, Liddy was still fed by her parents. She could only speak one word, Mama. That same year, she became ill and died. Here, her parents, Tom Horsey and Karen Manning Horsey, talk about how Liddy changed their lives.
Oh, I'm so mad that we didn't take more videos now of her. You know, but who would know? It's so funny to look at when she first started walking. What was she, 28 months, I think, when she first started walking? It was over 2 years, I know.
Right, because they said if she didn't walk by 24 months...
That she wouldn't walk?
That she wouldn't walk. And as usual, Liddy did things on her own time schedule, and at 28 months, remember, she started to walk around the coffee table,
right.
And then all
for
of a sudden she started to take she would just hold on and make circles and circles,
yeah.
And bang things on that table, and then she started to take her steps, and she was so happy. And that's when I knew to throw out those stupid milestone books, and that Liddy would just be Liddy. And I would just be happy and rejoicing in every little thing she did and not to worry about those stupid books with their stupid milestones, because you can't live your life measuring your child against the norm.
The thing I remember is how she developed and how she learned to walk into the classroom and went right to her chair and just sat right down. She pulled it out. She knew exactly what to do. And I don't see Liddy not speaking as a loss, because she was so expressive. I mean, she was always laughing and giggling. And, you know, it doesn't strike me as that was anything that was missing in a way, because she was so just active and expressive. And, well, God, she laughs so much. Jeez, you know?
And I think that's the thing I miss the most is, without speaking, how her soul could fill the house. And you just knew she was there.
I could tell where she was by the sound of the door or whatever she was banging, or, you know.
If you think about it, Tom, in 8 years, she profoundly changed who you and I are and how we live our lives. If she was sitting here, what I would say is, thank you for making me a mom.
Yeah.
It was the greatest experience I'll ever have.
Karen Manning Horsey and Tom Horsey at StoryCorps in Richmond, Virginia. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and you can subscribe to the project's podcast by going to our website, npr.org.